Zog de Gemara. The Gemara continues. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Tono. Hu Yosef Ish Hutzal. The Gemara earlier said, a few lines before that, a memra of Omer Rabba Bachanom Rab Shmuel Bar Matom Rab Mishu Rab Yosi Ish Hutzal. So you mentioned the name Ish Hutzal. Minayin Shein Shonim Bekaldoyim. We don't ask stargazers. Because Tomatia. So now the Gemara continues. Three lines from the bottom. Tono. Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Hu Yosef Ish Hutzal. Who Yosef Ababli? Who Isi ben Gur Aryeh? Who Isi ben Yehuda? Who Isi ben Gamliel? Who Isi ben Mahalal? It's all the same person, but he had different names. His father had different names. The Mashal says, why did the father talk have different names? So state in Halachas Ketanis, because possibly it was during the Gzeirus Hashmad, they had to escape, they had to go into hiding, they had to always be on the run, they had to change their names so they shouldn't be recognized. Zog di Gomorrah, who Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Gamliel? Who Isi ben Mahalal, Umash Shmoy, what's his real name? Isi ben Akavya Shmoy. The Gemara continues in a similar vein. Who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chakla, who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Iloh, who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, Afkuf Yudalad Omer Aleph, who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho de Shmaita, who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas da Agarita. Meaning when it's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acho, then it's the Rabbi Yitzchok is a Rabbi Yitzchok of a Shmaita. And when it's Rabbi Yitzchok of an Agarata, it's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. It might say both of them stam Rabbi Yitzchok. But one of them is Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha, one is Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. V'simoneich, Zog Rashbam, Rabbi Yitzchok stam, Omer Bagarata, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. What's the simon to remember? The Shmaita is Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha. State in Posuk, Shimuni Achi V'Reai. So it says Shimuni, which is a reminder, a simon to Shmaita, Shimuni. Shimuni Achai, and Achai is Yitzchok ben Acha. So to remember that the Yitzchok Stoma is on a Shmaitz, the Yitzchok ben Acha, Shimunu Achai v'Reyai. Zogma Om Rabba Bachanam Rabbi Yechel, Mishmed Rabbi Yudu Bar Iloi. Echol Botzel, eat onions, simple food. Veshev Betzel, and you'll be able to live Betzel in a shadow. What does that mean? Zogta Rashbam. Echol Botzel, oy rockers, eat simple foods like onions or vegetables. Veteshe Betzel Beisecho. And fakert, v'teisha b'tzel b'secho, you'll be able to live in the shadow of your home, v'al titztarech limko b'secho. You'll be able to live in your home and not have to sell it. That means if you're investing a lot of money into food, you won't be able to pay your mortgage. But if you eat simple foods, you'll be able to live in your home. That's a simple understanding. Zog di Gemara. Now, the Gemara continues, do not eat fatty duck and chickens, which is expensive foods. And then you'll train yourself to only want to have all these extra foods, these tanugim, and you won't be able to pay live in your home. You won't be able to pay your mortgage. Zog di Gemara, pochois. That means eat less extra foods and drinks. V'toisif al dirascha. So it's in the same vein. V'toisif al dirascha, and you'll be able to afford to live in your home. You save money over there, so you have money for living expenses, which is more important. That's one pshat. The Ben Yoyada learns it differently. He says, eat less tanugim oilam hazeh. And in Mele, v'toysev al dirasecha, your ultimate dira in Olam Haba. You'll be moisif on your dira in the world to come in Olam Haba. Zog Malki also Ula. When Ula came, he said as followed, Omar Moslo Maslim b'marove. In Marove, they forget the following Moshel. The Ochel Alisa, someone who eats the Alisa. Alisa is the alyo, which is the tail, which is very fatty meat. He always eats that. So Toshi ba'alisa. He'll end up having to hide in his attic. Why? When you eat fatty meat, all the people that you owe money to, all your vendors, are going to start chasing you. How are you living a luxury lifestyle? And you didn't pay us yet. Zog Rashbam, k'sheboyin letoivoy, hakafoysov, hu nistar, she'en b'yodom alifroya. He spent all his money on restaurants. So mele will be toshib aliyosa. V'hasheen ken de'ochi kakule, if someone eats kakule, which is yirokers, so akikle demosa shochiv, he'll be able to relax and live amongst the people. No one is going to go chasing him. They're not going to be tevei from anything. which is supposed to be a practical thing. If you're spending all luxury money, all the people that you owe money to, suddenly say, one second, you have money. So they're coming to chase you. If you don't, if you live simple, then they won't. Another pshat is, we see over here, be'etzim, you can have a person that lives a wealthy lifestyle, but be'etzim, he has a lot of people that he owes money to. So, and that maybe goes together. Person spending is the one that's being chased. Someone that's not, is not. Zog the Gemara. Mozguloi. Oh, now we're going back. This is the second Mishnah in Avi Pesachim. We had the first Mishnah about Erev Pesach. Then we went to Dalat Koisis and Kiddush. Not Dalat, we went to the Sugis of Kiddush, Kiddush Makam Suda, and Chamedina, and all the Sugis. Then we went to Agarat of the Dalad. Now we're going into Kadesh. Now we're going to go into the Seder. This is the first simon of the Seder. Mozguloi Kois Rishoin. Mozguloi is either means you have a Meziga B'mayim, because Yain Amol need to have Meziga, or Mozguloi, you don't do it yourself, like we do it by the Seder Taka. Derecheres, someone pours for you. Mozguloi Kois Rishoin. Someone's a Mazik for him. Kois Rishoin. This is the first Kois of the Dalad Koises. Beishame Oimrim. Beishame Seim Mevoich Ala Yoim. First you make the Kiddush HaYoim, the nusach of the Kiddush of the Yom. And then, v'yachach mvorech ala yayin. And only then, you make the bracha of Bayer Pri HaGofen. We don't do that. We first make Bayer HaGofen, and then we make the whole Kiddush HaYom. Ubeis hilaloyim reim, the opposite. That's what we paskin. Mvorech ala yayin, first you make ala gofen, v'yachach mvorech ala yayin, and then you make the bracha of Kiddush HaYom. Zog di gemoche. Tonu rabonon. The following differences, there's a whole list of differences in the Gemara and Brachas, but these are the differences that are relevant to us. Is this specific one, is the difference between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Beisham, first you make the Bracha of the Yoim, and then the Yain, and then Agofen. What's the whole reason you're making Kiddush on wine? Only because Kiddush HaYoim. If not, you wouldn't. So the Kiddush HaYoim is Goyim the Yain. So you make the Bracha of the Yoim first. That's one reason. Another reason, ukva kiddush hayoyim v'adayin yayin loybo. Kiddush hayoyim takes place as soon as it hits nightfall. But says kachovim, yayin is only when they bring yayin lefonov by the suda. So the kiddush hayoyim is first chronologically before the birchas hayayin. That's the two reasons of beishamay. Ubeis hilaloyim grim mevorich al hayayin. You first make birchas hayayin v'achem mevorich al hayoyim, and then the birchas hayoyim. Why? Bimnei shayayin goyim lekiddush et omer. The whole reason being mekaddish. You ready with Mekadosh and Tefillah? Why being Mekadosh? Only because of the Yayin. Alakois. So the Yayin is Goyrim, or if you don't have wine, then it's Pas. But the Yayin or the Pas are Goyrim, Lekiddush et Omer, that the Kiddush is said. So you make the Birchas Yayin first. Dover Acher, another reason, Zok Beis Hillel, Birchas Yayin Tadira. Birchas Yayin is Todir. Now, Todir doesn't mean Stam, I drink it more. It's toder in the mitzvahs. Stam, the Shagasai says, doesn't mean stam drinking. It means it's toder, birchas erisin, birchas nesuin, bris mila, birchas hamozen, birchas hayayin is more toder than kiddush hayayim. So memele, toder b'shein is toder, toder is koidim, we learn, the carbon tomat is before Musa because of toder. The v'achah birchas hayayin tedira, u birchas hayayim ain't tedira, toder b'shein is toder, toder koidim. The hilchasa, the aloche is, kedivre b'es hillel. That looks like b'shil, that you say toder first, Birchas Hayayin is before Birchas Hayoyim. And that's what we fear zich. We say Agofen before we say Birchas Hayoyim. Now, the Achronim Bavon, that the Maisa, there should be a reason that Kiddush should be first, really. Because Kiddush is the Raisa, Kiddush, Mekadosh Hayoyim, and Birchas Hayayin is Agofen, is the Rabbonon. So, why would the Raisa not go first? So the Tzlach says that since you already Mekadosh the Yoyim in Davening, so the Kiddush Yoyim is also the Rabbonon. It will come out, seemingly, he says, Noshim, they were not Mekadosh by Davening, let's say. So maybe by them, they would have to make Kiddush first because of the Raisa goes before the Rabbonon. Bezil says Yain is first, but there's a reason of the Raisa before the Rabbonon. So the Shakat Aryeh says, we don't find a precedence of a bruch of the rising before the Rabbonim. Where do we find that? Mechatesa. So that wouldn't be a reason. Others want to say the Shalom Eish wants to answer the Tzlach's Haran. He says that no, loy plug. Once the men do yayin first because Kiddush is also Rabbonim, so by women it's the same thing. We don't differentiate. But a kaponim da halacha is like Bis Hillel, and Birchas Hayayin goes before Kiddush Hayoyim. Zok Gemara, why is Beis Hillel need two reasons? My Dov Acha. What was wrong with the first reason that Shayayin Gorm Likiddush et Omer? It's only because of the Yayin you're making Kiddush. Maybe the reason why you need two is because Beis Shammai has two reasons. After all, Beis Shammai said two reasons. Beis Shammai said that the reason why I do Yom first, because Yom is Goyim Li'an Shiyavoy, it's because of the Kedush Sayyom, and Kvakidush Sayyom. Chronologically, it took place first. So, Zokti Gemara, V'chite, Mahosam Tati V'Chachodo, I only have one reason, Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's reason is only because of Yain Gorm L'Kiddush Shete Omer. Zog the Mogo, Hochanami Tarti Ninu. Beis Hillel also has two. Tode V'Shene Tode Tode Koidim. V'Halocha K'dive Beis Hillel. Fek the Mogo, Pshita. Why should Halocha not only be like Beis Hillel? The Halocha is always like Beis Hillel. You have to speak out that Halocha is like Beis Hillel. Why is it always like Beis Hillel? The Anofik Baskoil. A Baskoil emanated by the whole Machlekes of Tarush Achanoi. Is Halocha Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So we already know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Zok Gemara, Iba Yisei Mekoydim Baskol. This Gemara is before the Baskol, so we have to speak out halacha Beis Hillel. V'Iba Yisei Melacha Baskol, and it's after the Baskol. V'Rabbi Yeshua Yidoma Emashgichem Baskol. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion over there was Torah B'Shemayimi. The halacha is not like a Baskol, so merely you have to speak out that halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now, Tosfos says Emashgichem Baskol V'Im Toimar. Tosfos says the following question. V'im Toimar, my should the Kamel Kabaskol to Beis Hillel. What about like the Baskol, like a Beliezer? The Halochas was like a Beliezer too. And over there he said, Emash Gichem a Baskol, by the famous Machloikas. So why are we passing like Beis Hillel because of a Baskol? V'yesh Loim, Adocha Beis Hillel have a Ruba. No, there's a reason because Beis Hillel is the majority. And the Beis Shammai Mechadah the Tvei. Aval Hosom over there by the Baskol was connected to Rabim. The Chom Argin on a Beloza. By Tanush Achanoi, so like Kamel and Hachi, who Baskol Yotze El Lechvoid. The only reason why the Baskol came out is for the COVID over Rabbi Eliezer. Can the Kamelin also mean Hashemayim Yachichu? V'im Toimar, if can Ech Komer Rabbi Shuhi? Why do we say it's Rabbi Shua the Baskol that you don't go by the Baskol? Or Rabbi Shua Koya Baskol Rabbi Eliezer? Why are we saying over here it's like Rabbi Shua that doesn't is not much Gechva Baskol? That Rabbi Shua was going on the Baskol of Rabbi Eliezer, not on the Baskol of Beis Hillel. V'yishloim the Komer Emesh Gechva Baskol Mishum Loi B'Shemayimi. Master Bechol Duchta Lesla Lameza Basa Baskol. He never goes Basa Baskol. Not over here and not over there. Not over there and likewise, not over here. Now, why is there no bracha on Dalat Koisis? The Rishonim Bavon this. Why don't you say, Asher Kachonim Levoich Dalat Koisis? Why is Lishta is Dalat Koisis? So, besides the Bari Pagofen, why is there no bracha Bezunda on Dalat Koisis?
Some people say Hidani
Muchan. That's something else, but that's no bracha. Why wouldn't you miss hacking the bracha? And etzem bracha, asher kitchonim b'tzoy zvanu, lishta is dalat koisis. So the Sefer Amanik says, because the first of the dalat koisis is always, the first one is Shabbos or Yontif. So that's irrelevant, that you always have to do. That's not a dalat koisis. Elamai, you're going to say, on Gimel, you can't make a bracha on Gimel, because Gimel is not what the takonah was dalat. So that's what he says, you don't make a bracha. That's what he says, Sefer Amanik. Zok the Mishnah. Smol, you said it's the Mishnah coming up. Heviu lefonov mitbal b'chazeres. Now we're talking about after Kaddish. So you wash your hands as urchatz in order to dovash tibula b'mashka. And then goes karpas. Now heviu lefonov is referring to the karpas. The karpas is not the vegetable that you, the bitter herbs, that's morah, that's after matzah. The karpas is only kadesh yishlat tinoi, because why is suddenly serving vegetables before the meal? Heviu lefonov, they brought for him. So it doesn't say what they brought. So it's a gears on the side, Tzvarmachem, Yerokos, they brought vegetables, which could be potatoes, celery, radishes, whatever the karpas is. If you don't have anything, then let it be romaine lettuce. Let it be what you yoytze mara too. You can also be yoytze with karpas. So there's a gears that says Yerokos, and if you don't have, then tzchazeres. But Arba Osset just says, Hevi lefonov, mitva b'chazeres. You bring a dip that's dipped into chazeres. A dip that's dipped into chazeres, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah is going to discuss this. Rashbam is going to explain this. Cryptic Mishnah. Hevila for the mitzvah b'chazeres, which is a dip that's dipped into the chazeres. At shemagia lepaper sapas, until you reach the paper sapas, meaning the next time you'll have the real chazeres is when you get the moror, which is after the matzah. That's called paper sapas. And then it says, after the go through the Haggadah, Heviel lefon of matzah, then you bring the matzah. V'chazeres, that's romaine lettuce. V'charoises, which you have to dip it in because it's too sharp.
V'shtei tafshilim, you have the be'er zechel chagiga, you have the zroya zechel korim pesach.
Afishen charoises, mitzvah, even though charoises is not a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzodik, even you still bring it. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzodik, oimer, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to have charoises. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzodik, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says you make a bracha al achilas charoises. As I stated in Rambam Pirush Mishnah. Now the Rambam in the Yad, now even though Pirush Mishnah says Aloch is not like him, but in the Yad in Perek Zayin Aloch Yud Aleph, he says Charoitz is a mitzvah midivay soifrim zechelatit, but you still don't make a bracha when you eat it with the maror. So what's the pshat? If it's a mitzvah, then why don't you make a bracha? So Rabbeinu Menoyach says because even if it's a mitzvah, since it's only here as a tibul, as its secondary dip, you don't make a bracha on it. Just like lulav, you make a bracha on the tilas lulav, you don't make a bracha on the other ones that go together with the lulav. Now, in a Pirush Mishnah, it says you make a bracha, maybe it's talking about eating on its own. But upon him, a belozah ben tzadik shita is
that it's a mitzvah to eat charoises.
Uve mikdash I mevi in lefon of gufa shel Pesach. In mikdash, they had the gufa Pesach instead of a zroya. They had the etzim korim Pesach. What does it mean, gufa shel Pesach? Zog the tzofas b'neach, lafuke gidin v'atzomet shesofen la'akshayis. Those you cannot be yoytze like we had earlier. Not yoytze korim pesach with the gidim vatzomis, even if now they're still soft. The serving lachshos, that's not called the meat. Now, the etzim karpas that we're referring to before we see the Rashbam, the Rambam and the going passing like that also, that you have to eat a kazayis dafka because every time it's an achila, you have a kazayis. So those that go like the going, the Rambam, they eat a kazayis of karpas. Now the Rosh says. Oh, that's the whole discussion about the bracha achrona. Exactly. We don't make a bracha achrona because the mice of the Adom is going on tomorrow also. But, and that's a whole discussion in the Poiskim. We'll get there when we get tomorrow. But the mice of the Rosh Paskins that you do not eat a kazayis. And the reason is because we don't have a bracha of al achilas karpas. We make Adom. It doesn't know what losh achila. Yes, tam achilas in the Torah kazayis. But the bracha was not a vekeshtelt as an achila. So since it wasn't a vekeshtelt as achila, it's only kadesh yishalu. It's only as a hacker. So Mela, that's why it's not a kazayis. Now, let's see the Rashbam inside to understand this cryptic mission a little better. Zok the Rashbam, Hevi lefonov. What did they bring? Hayirokah is meaning the karpas. Achash shibir chaliyain. After kaddish, then goes karpas. Metabel bechazeres. Zelosh nagamol ketanil el. What does it mean, metabel? Hashamash metabel v'nei ma'ayim. In the olden days, whatever they ate, they used to be metabel. Lefishekol macholom aydei tibul. Their macholom was through a tibul. That's Pashar, it's Michael, it's called Tibul. V'hai Tibul laba charoisu. We're not discussing charoisus yet. Charoisus is only negated tomorrow when you eat the bitter herbs. When you eat the romaine lettuce. Could it totally come on? If you're in front of matzah, v'chazeres, v'charoisus. Like it says later, they brought matzah, chazeres, and charoisus. Later in the Mishnah it says, that's by the matzah they bring the charoisus. Michlalda dain lo yviu. So it doesn't mean mitbul, v'chazeres, doesn't mean charoisus. So what does chazeres mean over here? After all, chazeres is romaine lettuce. V'ha chazeres lav dafke. It doesn't mean chazeres. It means vegetables, radishes, potatoes, whatever you use for karpas. If you don't have any, so then you can also use maror. Elo im ein shom yerek acher metal bechazeres v'oichel. If you don't have another dish, then you metal bechazeres. That's what Rashbam learns. That means metal bechazeres. Chazeres is lav dafke. Bechazeres is only if you don't have other vegetables. And charois is not negay yet. Chazeres is only till later. What happened to the danger? If you don't have anything besides maror, then it should be b'charoises. So the Onigyontiv says a big yisoid. He says that when are we concerned about the danger of the kapa, of the danger of the romaine lettuce? When you're doing a mitzvah. B'shas the mitzvah, because then it's not considered your yoitz in the mitzvah of its sakona. B'sha'inkin, that maror is a mitzvah. So then it's not a mice, a mitzvah, it's sakona dik. It's not a shame mitzvah. B'sha'inkin over here, it's only a hecker, sheish latinoikas. It's not the mitzvah of maror. So then over here, you don't have to worry about the sharpness. Eitaka would not need charoises according to Rashbam. Toises argues, and we'll see soon according to Toises, if you only have vegetables, romaine lettuce, you have to have charoises over here also. Zok to Rashbam, Achim Migal Paper Sapas, Koidim Shigia lo Oisa Chazeres, until you get to the real Chazeres, Shu Oichal Acha Matzah, which is the morah after the Matzah, Shu Mavorich Alachilas Morah, Kirchsiv Matzah Mgorgim Yachluo, Bitchila Matzah, first Matzah Vachach Morah, Bitibul Rishin Zeh, what's the whole purpose of this first dip of Karpas? Kadeshi Yaket Tinoik, he should ask what's going on, Vishal, Fisha Ein B'nei Odom, Rigilin Lechol Yerek, people usually don't have Yerek, Koidim Asuda, Then after this tibul, after that goda, then bring matzah v'chazeres based tafshilin. Api shechagoyes mitzvah. Ugemar poruch over la mitzvah. So why do you bring it? Shnei tafshilin. Gemar mafash connected me. That is the Rashbam. So very clear. Rashbam shita chazeres lav davka. Charoyes is not relevant. It's only if you don't have it. Zok teisves. Hevi lefonav pirush Rashbam yirokis. First of all, zok teisves ve'ein ira. Mit loik tani behedye. Hevi lefonav chazeres kirik tani besomuch. Hevila fun of matzah. It doesn't say hevila fun of. It just says hevila fun of mitzvah bechazeres. Venira kfirish rach. It does not referring to the yirokas. It's hevila fun of shulchan. They used to uproot the shulchan and put back the shulchan. Shere ein mevir na shulchan arach akiddush. They only bring the shulchan till after kiddush. Vala shulchan munach hachazeres. The chazeres is on the shulchan. But when we're talking about hevila fun of, we're talking about the shulchan. That's the loshon hevila fun of. Zok tais is mitzvah bechazeres. Kloimar. Oichel hachazeres betibul yiita chazeres dipped in kamoya shamish betalva v'nei ma'ayim v'chem matal v'rokoyz u'v'koyin ha'mishtoy ochi ki tikr befuch enayich shemenach zapuch b'enayim u'pirus Rashbam the high tibula b'charoises. We're not talking about charoises. The akati loy bo, it didn't come yet. Kirtoni sefer hevi'u lefon of matzah. Only later it says they brought the matzah and chazeres and charoises. V'ein ze raya zoktoises. What's the raya? The akatoni hocho chazeres. It says behedi chazeres v'tani naim b'sefer. It says likewise in the Sefer Chazeres. So what do you tell me? They didn't bring it yet. It says behedi. They brought it. V'oid the Chazeres tzoch lahat b'charoises. If you don't have any vegetables going to Hashbam and you brought Chazeres, then you need charoises b'shum kofa because of the danger. So the Oynig Yontif explains the Rashbam that it's only by when you do a mitzvah. It's not called the ma'aseh mitzvah is dangerous. That's more. That's on the gay over here. But a kopon of teis has a kasha according to Rashbam. If it's taka Chazeres, you should have to have charoises. If it's other vegetables like potatoes, ain't so little b'charoses. You don't have to dip it in charoses. Ela oy b'choymetz, either in vinegar, oy b'mayim u'melach. And that's what the Mechaber says. The Rambam says you put it in choymetz in vinegar. We fear zech in salt water. Oy b'mayim u'melach. K'moy shoy noyga ben etam. The om b'gemara the charoses mishum kofa. Charoses only because of the sharpness. The lake of kofa ela b'morer. And if you have other vegetables, you don't need charoses. Then you do it in salt water or vinegar. The koshken rablozo web tzorik to koma mitzvah zech latit. It's a mitzvah to have charoses. The lo shaykh ala b'morer. That's only by the morer when you're doing me a morer chayeyem. Then you have a reminder of the tit. Le zech de b'morer chayeyem b'choyme. V'oid another reason. It's not negated now by the Tibul Gishon. The Loi Shaykh Mitzvah Shetibul Gishon Ein El Lekeira. It's not a mitzvah yet. So Mele, it's not negated yet the Charoises. If you're saying Charoises is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. This is only in Hekka Kadeshi Yishalu. U the Loi Krab Yosef Shasa Besidroi Vayitma B'Charoises. He was Toivel in Charoises even Tibul Rishon. V'chein Ben Shloim Besidroi V'Rab Shmaya. Ad Shemagia Le Paperes. Until you come to the Paperes. Zokteisus Paperes Kori Hamorer. Why is paperis called morer? She'oichel achah matzah. After the matzah, it's paperis. U'paperis kolema mamsheches ha'maychel. Vegetables continue the appetite. K'moy paperis l'chochmo. She'ayirokot mamsheches ha'lev l'maychel. U'medikor l'mor paperis apas. It's a remez in the Mishnah that matzah is before morer, like we said in the Gemara, ha'matzum roirim. Hevila fon ha'matzah z'oktesis. Why they brought the matzah? Because they were oikah the shulchan. Lifnei mishoyma ha'agoda. They removed the shulchan when he said Haggadah. Voice Haseder, and then Katoni Avila for the matzah. Vakiras Hashulchan Ikedei Shish Laben. What's the whole purpose of Akiras Shulchan? So the son should ask, why are you removing the matzah? Why are you removing the korah? Va'oviv oinoloi. Adayin Yavil the shulchan lasses Tibul Sheni, and they bring the Tibul Sheni. Vaben Yishal, why we matbul stay pomim? Umiyak Shoikin Machzigan Lefonov. Vahamatzah Vahamora Olov. Shehetzorch Loima Bahagoda. Matzazu Morazu. So when do you bring it back, Shedin Toises? By Matzazu. That's what they're going to Takapaskins in Maisarav. They oiker after Holach Ma'anya, and you bring it back by Matzazu. Shona Oichlim. And that's called Lechem Shoinim Olov. Kuda Oma Lechem Oini Shoinim Olov Dorim Harbei. Now, there's a whole lomdus in Achronim. Is the din, it's a din in the Sipur that you have to be Mesapa on the Matzah, or it's in the Matzah that the Matzah has to be a Matzah that you're Mesapa on Balkoponim. This is the Anoga that you remove it and you bring it back for the Lechem Oini, Shoinim Olov Dorim Harbei, when you say Matzah Zushon Oichlim Ashuma. Zok Teisa, the last Teisa, Apishe Chareis as Mitzvah, even though it's not a Mitzvah, Vim Toymar, Amai Lo Asa Chareis to Rishus, and Mavata Chazeres the Mitzvah, let the Chareis be Mavata, the Chazeres, the Mitzvah, the Mor is a Mitzvah, so Rishus and Mavata the Mitzvah, Vyeshloim HaKevin Dechol Ika Mor, and Takin Rak B'Tibul Chareis, the whole purpose of Mor is only as a dip, Bishum Kofa, that's not called a bittel. That's not mevatel the mitzvah. And the Marav Ransberg says, the tibul ba'almu, vein achila en mevatel. It's not a ma'isa tibul. It's not a ma'isa, it's only a tibul ba'almu, it's not a ma'isa achila. So it can't have the koyach to be mevatel the shemara. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Mishnah. Sorry.